This is North Shore Today for Monday, July 11, 2022, brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Look for sunny skies today, breezy highs near 80. With changes proposed for the Gordon College campus in Hamilton, the Salem News is reporting today that the school may sell off six dormitories that would create a 210-unit apartment complex for Harbolite Community Partners. The project is currently before the Hamilton Zoning Board. Lynn Item is reporting this morning that Virginia Lee has kicked off her campaign for Essex County Sheriff. The clinical social worker held a fundraiser at Lynn Arts on Saturday and is calling for a need in jail reform. The town of Swampscott distributed about 50 rain barrels Saturday to residents to assist in conserving water consumption and reducing consumer costs. MSO News Sports is the North Shore's leader in local news podcast. Contact us with any questions or share any information for interesting local news features through our email at msonewsports@gmail.com. Bill Newell on sports next.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at moynihanlumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
MSO Sports. The Red Sox beat the Yankees last night, 11-6 at Fenway, splitting a four-game weekend series. Tonight, the Sox open a four-game series at Tampa Bay. The Navigators lost to Upper Valley Sunday, 11-5. The Navs play at the Newport Gulls tonight at 6:35. Little League Baseball. Beverly gets past Danvers Nationals 4-3 to move on to the District 16 winners bracket. Peabody West stops Saugus 8-7 to move into the District 16 finals on Thursday. Swampscott tops Salem 17-2. The Salem News has named Nathan Lopez of St. John's Prep their top boys runner of the year. Along with Rick Moore, I'm Bill Newell. This is MSONewsSports.com.